Yesterday, the candidates were focused on Israel. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, John Kasich, and Ted Cruz all appeared at the annual conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. They all declared their steadfast support for the Israeli state. Some candidates may be seeking Jewish votes, but as NPR's Tom Gelden reports, a strong pro-Israel stand may be just as important to evangelical Christians.
One candidate at the AIPAC meeting referred to an upcoming Jewish holiday. Ted Cruz noted that tomorrow night, Jews will review the story of Purim.
The miraculous rescue of the Jewish people from the hands of a wicked Persian king.
In his campaign, Cruz relies heavily on support from evangelical Christians, and for that, a firm position on Israel is key. A recent poll suggested the strong identification with Israel among Republicans stems largely from the evangelical sector within that party. Nearly two-thirds of evangelical Republicans said a candidate's position on Israel matters a lot. Just a third of non-evangelical Republicans felt that way. Many conservative evangelical leaders lead trips to Israel, and Jewish history is getting a lot of attention in evangelical circles.
Hi, I'm Lori Cardoza Moore, and welcome to Focus on Israel.
Lori Cardoza Moore, a deacon in the World Council of Independent Christian Churches, has produced a series of TV shows and films dedicated, in her words, to educating Christians about their biblical responsibility to the Jewish people.
The Jewish people are our brethren in the faith. And of course, Jesus was Jewish, and Christians are not taught that perspective.
For Cardoza Moore and other Christian evangelicals, a special bond with Jews is important for theological, even scriptural reasons.
God had a plan for mankind, and Israel was to be that example of how to live, and that's why the Torah was given to them. And unfortunately, Christianity has moved away from that Hebraic understanding, that Hebraic teaching.
The Old Testament is two-thirds of the Christian Bible, so Bible-reading Christians learn the story of the Jewish people, their prophets, and Israel as the Promised Land. But then there's the New Testament and the development of the Christian church. David Gushy is a professor of Christian ethics at Mercer University in Atlanta.
If Jesus has come and Jesus is the Messiah and the church is the new primary or even the new exclusive community that God is now working with, you know, what's the role of the Jewish people?
This, in fact, is one of the origins of Christian anti-Semitism. It's a legacy Lori Cardoza Moore and other pro-Israel evangelicals are now determined to overcome. In fact, they may be so eager to show solidarity with the Jewish state that they neglect the Christians who live in Israel or in the Palestinian territories, many of whom are Arabs. A new poll from the Pew Research Center shows that a large majority of those Christians oppose the building of Jewish settlements in the Palestinian territories. Cardoza Moore says she'd like to know whether those Christians actually follow Christ and believe in the Bible.
Are they more Arab in their culture and background? Or are they followers? Do they read their Bible? Because I have read the Bible, and that land, God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their descendants forever. And part of the covenant was the land.
But Professor David Gushy worries about subordinating a geopolitical reality to a theological scheme.
Sometimes the details of the geopolitical reality, an actual territory with real people and peoples of different kinds of situations facing them, gets kind of washed away in a more mythic kind of theological framing.
And in the Middle East, mixing theology, history, and politics can be dangerous. Tom Gelden, NPR News.